This is the Cockpit Air Chatter Podcast, brought to you by Charlie, Juliet, Tango, Romeo, broadcasting live every Thursday night at 10 o'clock on 901.3, Foxtrot, Mike.
Pilot, navigator, report immediately.
Hi there, and welcome to the Cockpit Air Chatter Podcast, a monthly compilation of the interviews we do on the cockpit, a rock variety show broadcast live every Thursday night on 91.3 FM CJTR Regina Community Radio. This episode is focused on our December features. Now, we only had one guest this month, Saskatoon's Autopilot, due to the fact that we had our normal holiday programming and breaks in there, so we decided to include some other interviews that we did, one with Edmonton's Royal Tusk and the Saskatoon band The Reckless Famous. We interviewed Royal Tusk almost 2 years ago in February of 2017. That band, they continue to rock on them, rocking the world, and they're currently on their first tour in the U.S., but let's catch up with what they were doing back in 2017. My first guest in the cockpit tonight took the nation by storm in 2014 with their EP Mountain, receiving national airway with singles like Shadow of Love and Smoke Rings. Last spring, they released their debut full-length album Deal Breaker, which has garnered even more attention, with BuzzFeed and Spotify Canada listing them as one of their 17 artists to watch in 2017. I'm pleased to welcome to the cockpit Sandy and Daniel from Edmonton's own Royal Tusk.
Woo-wee!
Boy, howdy!
Welcome in, guys.
Oh, we're happy to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask about something other than yourselves right off the bat.
Right on. Okay, let's do this.
Hit us with it.
Ian Thornley played on the album.
He did.
What do you guys think of Big Rec's new album?
You know, I can't say honestly it's my favorite of theirs, but it's awesome to hear them, you know, basically have the freedom to play whatever they want at this point. And there's lots of really exciting stuff on the record.
Yeah. I was saying that there's songs on there that I really love, and then there's a few of them, it's like, you can tell they're ready to do whatever they want at this point, because why did they put that on the album, you know? So
right. Well, they deserve it, and honestly, I think that's part of what makes them so amazing, is that they're kind of brave to listen to their heart and play what they'd like.
Yeah.
Not to mention, it's like, how good of players are they? I mean, every time you listen to any of their kind of stuff, it's back to the drawing board for myself.
Right. Yeah. Recently, Metallica and Lady Gaga were on the Grammys, and you guys commented on your Twitter about the...
You saw me go crazy.
Yeah. And, I mean, you mentioned that Cliff Burton would be rolling in his grave. I think Newstead is probably pretty glad he's unemployed at the moment as well.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder what an Echo Brain Lady Gaga thing would sound like.
Yeah.
But I don't know about everyone listening, but it seemed stupid and kind of like, you know, I don't know the inner workings of how they put that Metallica Lady Gaga thing together, but it seemed forced. I did not like watching it. It looked like an awkward date.
Yeah, it was like contrite, even right down to the audience. It's like, now everyone put on your heavy metal leather jackets and put up the rock and roll horns, and now you guys act like a bunch of heathens. You know, it was brutal.
Yeah, like part of the performance did have dancers that were supposed to look like thrash punkers.
Yeah,
and it was really embarrassing to watch.
Yeah,
for everyone involved, I thought
it's like Chris Brown wearing like a Venom T-shirt nowadays, and apparently that passes for fashion. It's like Venom's awesome. Chris Brown sucks.
Yeah,
well, I like Chris Brown. He's a great singer. I don't like his choices.
I don't like his attitude.
Yeah,
and I always come back to like what happened to the band that wouldn't even go on a soundtrack album in the 90s. Like Metallica was a band that they would never sell out to anything back in the 90s.
They did have one of the biggest soundtrack songs though, that one for Mission Impossible.
For Mission Impossible, but before that, they would refuse to be on anything.
Oh, did Metallica write dun 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 dun?
No, they were the ones like bum wow bum bum wow.
Oh, sweet. I can't really remember.
The hell does it go?
I think you just sang it.
Yeah, I know the guitar.
Disappear is the song, isn't it? Yeah.
And it's time I disappear. All right. Boom. That's the part I knew.
Right. You know, you said what happened to the band that wouldn't corporately sell out.
Yeah. What happened to that band?
Well, I mean, I can't speak to their financial situation. I'm sure they're doing amazing. But I can speak to the music industry in general, that people don't buy records. And streaming royalties aren't good.
It's true.
I mean, So it puts bands in a weird corner. You know, it's, you make most of your money touring, essentially, but, and also in publishing, and publishing being getting your song in a movie, in a mayonnaise commercial or whatever. Yep. And I think because the money is there, it's moving music into an odd direction where everything kind of sounds like a jingle.
Right.
Because, you know, you can make a big paycheck if you're on the next Tampax commercial.
Right. Right. And I mean, from Metallica and Lady Gaga's point of view, I mean, something that would probably would never have happened 10 years ago. Now it's, we'll drive a truckload of money.
This one's weird because I don't know if there was any money involved. Yeah. I don't know the reasoning behind it, but it, all I can say is as a fan, and I'm not some like holier than thou metal guy.
No.
Like,
but we are Metallica fans through and through.
And I love pop music. It's not like, oh my God, she's a pop artist. It's that it looked, yeah, like you said, it looked contrived. It looked stupid and forced. But having said that, it was nice to actually hear guitars for one part of the Grammys.
For sure.
Yeah. To add on that too, it's like, especially in today's climate and music, if people have to adapt, you know, and if you don't, like, I mean, especially if you're as big a band like Metallica, you know, it's not like they're going to get forgotten, but they sort of need to do maybe, you know, a song on the Mission Impossible.
They want to stay relevant.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And stay fresh in everyone's.
And I need to mention, if Royal Tusk got mentioned, like used for a Tampax commercial, I'd say yes.
As would I.
Because I like women.
And you got to pay the bills. So next time I head up to Edmonton, this is a question I ask anybody from out of town. Where's the best place to get a pizza in Edmonton?
Probably right around the corner from where we live.
Roadrunner.
Roadrunner?
There's about three locations, and they're all in the sketchiest areas in the city.
But I think maybe our location is best.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's a family-run business, and it's been around forever. And it's, like, always in, like, a hole in the wall. Not too many people know about it, but it's pretty darn awesome.
Perfect.
Right. Apparently, also, that famous steak and pizza on 132nd Ave.
And then Tony's. That's probably the best pizza.
Yeah. Yeah, it depends who we're talking to. Like, if someone just wants like a greasy deep dish pizza, then Roadrunner's the way to go.
Roadrunner's the
best. Depends how stoned you are.
That's where I'm going. Roadrunner's the place. All right, I got one more quick question for you guys. Now, and you've probably seen this in the news, after you die, you can have your ashes pressed into a record.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's take the hypothetical. You guys are going to get yourselves pressed into a record. Now, you can't use your own music. What record would you get yourself pressed into after you die?
Oh, that's funny. I'd get mine pressed into the Big Chill soundtrack.
Ooh, good one.
Just because I don't belong there, like living on the edge.
Probably like a Rodney Dangerfield comedy record.
Yeah, that's another good one, yeah. I get people
Ladybugs or something?
Yeah, yeah.
The soundtrack.
Is there any real answer? I'd feel blasphemous to be like, yeah, like... Put me on the White Album, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'd be like, why is he such a dick?
Yeah,
you don't
totally.
Deserve to be on the White Album in any way. I don't like this idea. Is this true? People are doing this?
Yeah, yeah.
Yikes. Yeah, why don't they press those ashes into, I don't know, something that they did. Like a couch
cushion.
Or like a pair of board shorts from their trip to Cabo.
Yeah, yeah. Royal Tusk are beginning their winter 2017 Western Canadian tour tonight at The Exchange with Saskatoon's The Pistol Whips, who I'll be speaking to later in the show. You can pick up or download their new album, Deal Breaker, anywhere fine music is sold, or learn more about the band at royaltusk.com. Now off Deal Breaker, here's Curse the Weather from the cockpit, 91.3 FM, CJTR, Regina Community Radio.
Thanks for having us.
Right, yeah, thanks for having us.
I had the pleasure of catching up with our next guests, The Reckless Famous, in June of 2018. The band had just won the Indigenous Battle of the Bands at Grassick Park here in Regina, Saskatchewan, as part of the National Indigenous Peoples Day. Since the interview, several of the band members have finished recording school and they're on to more adventures, including preparing for a brand new album for release, hopefully this year. I'm here at Grassick Park with Reckless Famous, who just won the 2018 Indigenous Rock Band Battle of the Band. How's it feel to win, guys and gals?
It's great. like a hero.
Like a hero.
Yeah, like a childhood hero. Like we we just made our own personal dreams come true of winning a battle of the bands.
Yeah, I feel pretty honored. It's awesome.
So you guys aren't from town here, so my listeners won't be probably terribly familiar with you guys. Where are you from? How long have you been around? Tell me a little bit about yourselves.
I'm from Onion Lake Reserve, and I live in Saskatoon right now, currently cooking out there, working at Venice House. And, you know, just jamming.
Awesome.
Getting in on the crowd, doing open mic nights, karaoke. Yeah.
Going to school for audio engineering at the Recording Arts Institute. Me and three of the members. Kyle's working, so I'll let them introduce themselves. But that's, we're in Saskatoon and that type of thing. And you know, we're jamming, we gigs all over the place. And, Recording Arts Institute, that's where we go to school right now. And so we'll be, you know, we'll be done here in August and then doing stuff here for this year and then into the next year. So you'll see a lot of us.
I'm Jessica Cisquesas, and I'm from Duck Lake, and I live in Saskatoon also, and I'm going to school as well, taking the motion picture arts program.
And I am Preston Spyglass, also from, I'm from Mosquito, but I'm also going for film class at Reyes.
You guys have an album out, right?
Yeah, the album's called 10 Stories. You can find it on our website, iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, Spotify. You can... you could Google us and we'll pop up, which is cool. I like that. Yeah. That's a personal accomplishment for us. Yeah, and we got new music coming out. We got
singles, new stuff.
Yeah, new singles that are coming out this year, and then we got some other stuff coming out next year. We don't want to say when the second album's coming out, because, and then we'll let everybody know when the second album's coming out. But for now, it's just singles for the time.
Yeah. Right? Yep. All right. When are you coming back to Regina?
Oh, next time they'll have us. You know, we gotta give a quick shout out to some bands like Lunar Lander, Dance Commander. the Grime, who else do we know from out here? There's Jordan Wellborn, he's from Saskatoon, but he's out in this neck of the woods. Shout out to Terry Cochran. You know, we're those are just some of the bands. That's not even, sorry guys, we don't got you all. We know lots from this neck of the woods that we've done stuff together with and that type of thing. So shout out to the Pits, to the Wolf and Bombargo, and
our families.
Families out up west where we're all from and that type of thing. And
cool. What of your songs should we play? What should we play for my listeners?
Which ones, guys?
Almost Famous.
Almost Famous, and if they like that one, play like On My Way after that. Or
what was the last song you guys played in the first set? I loved it.
Last song in the first set, that was that was Wild Child.
Wild Child. Yeah, Wild Child. Wild Child. Okay. That was
Almost
awesome
Famous
too.
And Wild Child. Play those two.
Yeah. All right. We'll give them a spin.
Yeah, you can request this on The Wolf as well, and then
102.1.
Yeah, NBC.
106.1 and the Lloyd Meister, the Goat.
Yeah, all over the place.
Yeah, the CFCR.
Yeah.
Indigenous Radio.
NBC,
And we're going to play it right here on 91.3 FM, CJTR, Regina Community Radio.
Wicked, yeah.
Thanks so much, guys.
Right, thank you.
Thanks for your time.
Greatly appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I caught up with our final guest, Marlon Harder from Autopilot, at the Very Prairie Music Sentiment in Saskatoon in early December. We discussed what he'd been up to lately, what the band's doing, and as well as some of their plans for the future. Let's take a listen. There's nothing like having something in common to ease an introduction, so hosting a show called The Cockpit and calling yourself Pilot on Air was an easy connection to Saskatoon's alternative rockers, Autopilot. They just released their fourth album, Afterglow, the culmination of years of touring and relentless hard work, and I'm really excited to welcome the driving force behind the band, Marlon Harder, to The Cockpit. Well, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So we're meeting today at the Very Prairie Saskatchewan Music Summit, and you guys have toured the country, you've toured the states. What's your take on the state of Saskatchewan music right now?
I don't know. I love it. Like, it's a great scene here. Like, Saskatoon, Regina, there's a lot of great bands coming out of here and doing really well. Yeah, and there's a lot of funding to help those bands and a lot of support from Creative Sask and, Sask Music.
Like, and you guys have been playing, what, since 2002 or so? Like early 2000s, right?
Yeah, it's kind of, Autopilot has been like the band name that I've always went under, so.
Do you feel like the scene is stronger than it used to be, or?
Yeah, there's a lot more support now for bands, so.
Awesome. So you open the new album up with a song called Modern Age, and it's actually one of my favorites off the album, I love it. And you share the thought that we're lost in the modern age. Are we lost? Do you really feel that?
Yeah, sometimes. I don't know, just between technology and, I don't know, how divided people are now and just everything. Yeah. And it gets pretty crazy when you turn on the news.
Do you guys just got back from a tour of the United States, and you guys have shared some really interesting places on your social media over the last few weeks. The gum wall in Seattle is a bit disturbing.
Yeah. Well, the disturbing thing was we went back to the hotel, and there was one of these, I don't know, something on MTV, and it showed a video of a guy licking that gum wall. Oh, I don't know why we went there. It was pretty cool, though.
Any other places in the States stand out to you?
Yeah, I don't know. We went to a lot of cool places, and like Austin and Houston, and yeah, we were in Hollywood for like 4 days, had a couple of shows out there, and it's definitely a dirty, gross, scuzzy town. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot when we drove from Minneapolis and kind of went down through Texas and Phoenix and the West Coast, so you see a lot of the country.
So what's on the horizon for Autopilot? What do you guys got coming up next?
We're doing some videos in the winter here, and then we leave on tour again February 15th. We go do the Midwest and all the way to the East and just keep on touring and promoting the record, I guess, playing the songs.
When are you guys coming down to the Queen City next?
I think it's going to be in the next month or so. That's kind of in the works there.
Awesome. Well, keep us in the loop. We're just about out of our time here, so just wanted to share that Autopilot's new album, Afterglow, is available now on your favorite streaming service and on Bandcamp, I believe, as well. Which one of your tunes should we play?
How about Living Dead? That's the new single that we're working on a video for here.
All right, so here's Autopilot with their latest single, Living Dead, on 91.3 FM CJTR, Regina Community Radio. The Cockpit is a rock variety show broadcast every Thursday night at 10 on 91.3 FM CJTR Regina Community Radio. It is produced by Les Frères Pilon, with massive acknowledgement to the community of staff and volunteers at CJTR who make sure our show and dozens like it make it on air every week. Learn more about the station at cjtr.ca. Thanks go out to Ozd, whose song Cloud Crash graces our intro. You can check his stuff out at ozd.net. Thanks also to Rhonda and Rhonda Young Pilon Photography for all the things you do to get us onto air. You can check out more of Rhonda's photography at Rhonda Young Pilon Photography on Facebook. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to our show. We really appreciate you tuning in here as well as on CJTR. If you want to learn more about us, The Cockpit can be found online at thecockpit.ca, where you can find links to our social media, learn more about the show, and subscribe to the podcast. Join us next month when we'll have interviews with Moontan and Silence Kit. And until then, thank you guys so much again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. This is Pilot and the Navigator signing off. Good night.